So, of course, automobile crashes can be part of the mix of sleep deprivation, depriving our bodies of sleep, but also other injuries, other illnesses. We are weakening our immune system by depriving our bodies of sleep. Teens, your body really needs your proper sleep. So check out these facts. Sleep is vital to your well-being. It's as important as the air you breathe, the water you drink, the food you eat. It can help you eat better. Getting your proper sleep can help you eat better and manage the stress of being a teen. Now, what is the connection between proper sleep and eating better? Well, researchers have found that very often when we deprive our bodies of sleep, of course, we are preventing our brain from doing some of the things that it needs to do. And one of the things that happens is, as a result of all the stuff that's beginning to kind of go haywire in our bodies, including our brains, when we're constantly depriving ourselves of sleep, we tend to build an appetite and for the types of foods that are not healthy. It's amazing what all sleep is connected to. And it can help you manage the stress of being a teen. Again, keep depriving the body, the brain of sleep. It makes it tougher for you to really be alert. It makes it tougher for you to feel rested because you're not as rested as you should be. And as a result, all those pressures that are going to be there, the pressure, and this isn't necessarily a negative pressure, not necessarily, but the pressure or the stress, if you want to consider it that, possibly for some, a positive stress of all the homework and all the studying that need to be completed. That stress can be alleviated if we're not adding to it the stress that comes from depriving our bodies, our brains of sleep. Biological sleep patterns shift toward later times for both sleeping and waking during adolescence. So that means it is natural to not be able to fall asleep before 11 o'clock p.m. That is an important point, moms and dads, for us to keep in mind, too. The biological sleep patterns with the biological clock changes. And again, it literally shifts toward later times for going to sleep and for waking up. And I know it may be frustrating, you know, to see that your child is up till 11:30, just chilling. Not doing any homework, not doing anything obviously constructive. Hadn't been doing anything constructive for the last 2 hours, since 8 o'clock, maybe 7:30. You haven't seen or heard the child doing anything productive. Okay, why not go on to bed at 9:30 or 10 o'clock? 10 o'clock, come on now. 11 o'clock, 11:30, just to sleep later in the morning? Some of that has to do with the way their biology is working, and they literally can't help it. It is literally the way their body is made. It is the way their physiological self is changing. Again, with the sleep pattern shifting towards later times for falling asleep, and of course, as a result, later times for waking up. And so it becomes natural for you teens to have a hard time falling asleep before 11 p.m. But even with that said, you need about 8 to 10 hours of sleep each night in order to function at your best. 8 to 10 hours. So don't stay up later than you need to. Just because it's hard to get sleep before 11, don't use that as an excuse for going to sleep at 1:30 or 2. You still need 8 to 10 hours of sleep. So think about all that you need to do. Think about what I shared with you earlier, making sure that you're getting to bed at the time that is best for your body. So if your body's ready to be in bed by 11 o'clock, 11:30, be in bed by 11 o'clock, 11:30 without the technology. No notebooks, no pads, no smartphones, no TVs on. Remember, you need to give yourself some time away from that technology in order to give the brain the opportunity that it needs to slow down. So that when it's, as it is winding down, when it's time for you to fall asleep, you'll have a better chance of falling asleep at the time your body needs to, because you will not have been spending the last 2 hours, 30 minutes, even up to the last 2 minutes before finally putting everything down to go to sleep on the technology. Most teens, they say, by the way, I'm sharing this with you courtesy of the National Sleep Foundation, and they find that most teens do not get enough sleep. One study found that only 15% reported sleeping 8.5 hours on school nights. 15% reported sleeping 8.5 hours on school nights. So we know that that means 85% did not sleep 8.5 hours. And remember, you need 8 to 10 hours. Also, teens tend to have irregular sleep patterns across the week. Typically, you stay up late and sleep in late on the weekends. That can affect your biological clock, which can hurt the quality of your sleep. Don't say, you know what? I don't have to go to school in the morning. I don't have to be up as early tomorrow morning being Saturday morning or Sunday morning. I don't have to be up as early tomorrow morning as I do on these days when I go to school. So I'm going to stay up later tonight than I normally do. And remember now, you've already been wearing your body out by getting to sleep later than you should have been getting to sleep through the week. And to add insult to injury, getting up very early, probably before getting your full 8 to 10 hours of sleep in order to get to school on time. Now, it's not your fault that school starts when school starts. However, again, like I said now, don't use the fact that it's hard for you to get to sleep before 11 as an excuse to try to get to sleep around 2. You mess up your biological clock. And once you've messed up that biological clock, you've thrown it off, it will have a difficult time letting you know the proper time for you to start heading for bed so you can get your sleep. You've thrown it off. And it won't give you the signals at the time that it should. And you say, okay, well, you know what? I couldn't get sleep before 1 o'clock anyway, so I'm just going to go to bed at 1 o'clock again, or 1:30 again, or even 2 o'clock. And then you say, well, you know what? You do that all week long, and then Friday rolls around. You say, well, I don't have to get up so early tomorrow because I don't have to be at school in the morning. In fact, I don't have anywhere to be before such and such a time. Maybe the earliest you have to be anywhere the next morning is 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. Don't have to get up early for any reason. So you say, you know what? I'm going to stay up late and I'm just going to sleep late. I'm going to sleep in. So you stay up till 3 or 4 in the morning and you get up around 12 the next day, the next afternoon. You're throwing your body clock off. You're wearing your body out and throwing your body clock off so that it is not, we sometimes call it the circadian rhythm, which is truly a rhythm, letting us know when it's time to start winding down, letting us know when it is time to be asleep, letting our bodies know when it is time to wake up, our circadian rhythm, which we also call the body clock, the biological clock. Let it work the way it's supposed to. Not only that, but a lot of teens suffer from treatable sleep disorders, such as narcolepsy or insomnia, or here's one that can be aggravating, restless legs syndrome, or even sleep apnea. Now, let me tell you what else sleep deprivation can do. Not getting enough sleep or having sleep difficulties can cause. One thing is they can limit your ability to learn. I mentioned a little earlier, it is so important that our brains are well rested so they can be alert, so they can be strong, vibrant, truly, physiologically ready to learn. I'm not even talking about the psychological aspect of it right now, just the physiological aspect of it. The brain having gotten enough rest to do what it needs to do. Think about this. You've been jogging, you just started, because you want to get back in shape from head to toe. And so you've been jogging for about 2 weeks. And so far you've been able to jog. You've gotten to the point where you can jog half a mile. Well, let's say a quarter of a mile. You can jog a quarter of a mile before you need to start walking, rest a little bit, and then see if you can jog another quarter mile. What if you're at the point where you can only jog a quarter of a mile, but you decide to push way past that quarter mile, and you push to half a mile? Your body is worn out. You say, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep jogging. Three quarters of a mile. You're worn out. I've gone this far. I might as well go the next quarter mile so I can run a full mile. And you push yourself to that whole mile. You've been slowing down and slowing down and slowing down all the way because it was impossible for you to keep up that pace. You were worn out. Your body was only ready for the quarter mile. You pushed a half a mile and slowed down significantly because you just couldn't push any harder. You were pushing as it was. And you slowed down to get to three quarters of a mile. And you slowed down even more to get to that full mile. And you were worn out. Imagine if you gave yourself 10 minutes to rest after running that, pushing yourself to that 1 mile. You gave yourself, let's just say 5 minutes, at most 10 minutes to rest. And you said, I'm going to run another mile. And you start out. You push to get that quarter mile done. Because you're thinking to yourself, the last time I said I was only going to run a quarter of a mile, but I was able to push to half a mile. And once I got that far, I was able to push to three quarters. And I made it then to the full mile. I'm going to do it again. You get to that quarter mile, and your body is tired, tired, tired. But you say, I can't stop. I can do this. I can get another mile. And you push, push, push to get to that half mile mark. And you're dragging. I mean, your feet are literally dragging on the ground by the time you make it to that half mile. And you determine, I'm going to do this. I know I'm tired, but I can do this. You drink a swig of water and you push for that three quarters of a mile. And before you can get halfway, that leg just won't lift up. And you can't go any further. Sometimes that's what we do to our brains. So not getting enough sleep can limit your ability to learn, to listen, to concentrate, and to solve problems. You might even forget important information like names, numbers, your homework, or a date with a special person in your life. Check this out, teens. Not getting enough sleep can make you more prone to pimples. Check this out. Here's why. Lack of sleep can contribute to acne and other skin problems. Teens, get your sleep. I'll be right back.